Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to Romans, the 8th chapter, please? Romans 8. Everybody happy?
Yes.
Good. Are we blessed?
Yes.
We're extremely blessed. Thank you, Lord. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8 and 14. Let's read our scripture. Let's pray before we read. Release our faith to get everything we ought to get this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for all your goodness to us. Thank you for our health and strength, our brightness of mind, our prosperity, our family, our friends, our church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Open our eyes to see good things out of your word. Quicken us by it. Feed our spirit. Enlighten us. Bring us to a higher level and a greater life of sensitivity and being led and following you, that we follow you fully always and miss you never. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 8, 14. Anybody know it by now?
Yes.
What does it say? Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Again, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You've not received the spirit of bondage. Thank God he's not a binding spirit to fear. But you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Can children of God, can sons and daughters of God be led by the Spirit of God today?
Yes.
The Spirit of God lets us know by bearing witness with our spirit that we're born again, that we really are the children of God. He lets us know that. Could he let us know something else?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We should be led by the Spirit in even the small affairs of life, because he's with us all the time. Didn't Jesus say that he would lead us into all truth and guide us into all truth? He'd bring everything to our remembrance that the Lord had said to us. He'd even show us things to come. Can we be spirit directed?
Yes.
Spirit guided?
Yes.
Spirit led?
Yes.
So many people are not. They're head led. Logic led. Reasoning led. Feeling led. Circumstance led. Advice by other people led. Money led. But what are you?
Spirit-led.
None of the above. You're not head led, feeling led, emotion led, money led. You are?
Spirit-led.
Spirit-led. In fact, Faith Life Church is a spirit-led church.
Yes.
Full of spirit-led families and spirit-led leaders and spirit-led people.
Amen.
From the least to the greatest. Talking about the youngest to the oldest. Spiritually speaking, everybody at Faith Life Church is spirit-led.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
We're a spirit-led bunch.
Yes.
Now, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been going into some detail about how one can become more sensitive and more aware to the leadings of the Lord. Increased sensitivity. Things that are keys to success in living the spirit-led life. A couple of weeks ago, we gave you the first one, which is yieldedness. Yieldedness. If you weren't here and you want to get some of this, tapes are available. Yieldedness. You got to cooperate with the Lord and follow him when he leads you. Secondly, we talked about openness. And we talked about this last week further. Openness. You got to be open, willing and open to hear anything the Lord would say to you, to do anything he would direct you to do, to go or to stay. You got to be open. Open. If you're not open to it, the Lord a lot of times won't even talk to you about it because He knows you don't even want to hear it. Everybody say open.
Open.
Got to be yielded and willing and open. Now, let's go on today to a third one. To be sensitive to the Spirit and not just be aware, but to become more aware, to increase in your sensitivity to the Lord's leadings. You must have a clear conscience. Clear conscience. Go with me to Acts, please, the book of Acts. Some of these areas overlap a little bit, and yet there are distinctions also. Clear conscience. Does the New Testament have much to say about the conscience? There are actually over 30 references. Over 30 references to the conscience in the New Testament. It must be important, mustn't it? Conscience. One individual, I believe Brother Hagin used to talk about conscience being the voice of the Spirit. Reasoning is the voice of the intellect, the mind. And feeling is the voice of the body. Conscience being the voice of the Spirit. Now, when we use the word voice, don't get carried away and just immediately think trying to hear something. Because when we say feelings, our feeling is the voice of the body, that doesn't mean you hear all your feelings with your ears. But that means the feelings are the way that the body expresses itself. And the expression of the mind is the reasoning, the intellect, the logic, and the expression of the Spirit, or voice of the Spirit, is the conscience. Conscience. Do you have a conscience?
Yes.
Certainly you do. Are you aware of your conscience?
Yes.
What is your conscience? Can one be more or less aware of their conscience?
Yes.
Does how you live affect your conscience?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Can you have a good conscience, people say, or a bad conscience?
Yes.
A clear conscience. Well, what's the opposite of a clear conscience? One that's not clear. Right? And that, we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But in the book of Acts and the 23rd chapter, are you there? Acts 23. Over 30 references to the conscience in the New Testament. Paul referred to his own conscience about it being clear four different places, four different times. His conscience he talked about. Listen to Acts 23:1. Acts 23:1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." How did he live? Another translation says, the English version says, "My fellow Israelites, my conscience is perfectly clear about the way in which I have lived before God to this day." My conscience is perfectly clear about how I've lived. Well, that's a great thing to say, isn't it? How many believe that that was limited to the Apostle Paul, or could any Christian do that? Can any Christian live with a clear conscience? Should every Christian live in such a way to maintain a clear and a free conscience? Would that affect your ability to hear from God?
Yes.
Oh my. Oh, does it? Does it? Because the Spirit of God, how does He communicate with us? He bears witness with our spirit, and conscience being the voice of the Spirit, that's how God leads us. So keeping your conscience clear is a big part of being aware and being sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. He said, I've kept a clear conscience. Now go to the 24th chapter, 24:16. 24:16. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, herein do I exercise myself. Exercise means you're going to do something. Right? How many know you can exercise doing nothing? No. No, exercise involves doing something. Right? Exercise myself to what? To have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. He said, I exercise myself. Well, that means it doesn't just happen automatically. It means you got to do something. Exercise has to do with maintaining and working something. He said, I work this all the time so that all the time my conscience is void of an offense or clear between me and God and between me and people. How many believe that's the right thing for everybody to do? You ought not go weeks and months with something bothering you in your conscience between you and God or between you and people. You ought not go all day. You ought to get it straight. Right? Get it straight. Get it right. Get clear so that you can lay your head on the pillow. Amen? Before you go to bed, as far as you know, your heart's clear between you and God and between you and people. That includes your spouse. I said, that includes your spouse. I said, that includes your spouse. Didn't the Bible say, be angry and what? Sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Now, you know, just because you got angry didn't mean you've sinned. It depends on what you do once you get angry. Right? As to whether you sinned or not. But how many understand the scripture teaches in more places than one that you're not supposed to go day after day and week after week. Miffed. It's ungodly. It's unspiritual. And it's violating the clear direction of the word. Get it straight. Get it right. If you have to go to somebody, what if they don't want it right? Well, you do everything you can. As much as lies with you. The Bible said, live peaceably with all men. I mean, if they don't want it right, well, do everything that you can do so that when you lay your head down, you know, well, I've done everything I know to do to get it right, to make it right. Keep your conscience clear. If you want to hear from God, you got to live like this. I said, if you want to hear from God, you want to be led, you must live like this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, A Clear Conscience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R104. That's R104, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.